Shining City Audio, a John Meacham and C-13 original studio. May 10th, 1994, in South Africa, Nelson Mandela is sworn in as president of the nation. I'm John Meacham, and this is Reflections of History.
Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bull & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bull & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code ODYSSEY. So head to B-O-L-L and Branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
On this May Tuesday in 1994, in one of the great reversals of history, Nelson Mandela became the president of a country that had imprisoned him for nearly three decades. Born in July 1918 in the last phase of the First World War, Mandela grew up in a South Africa defined by apartheid, the racist order that enshrined white supremacy. In 1964, he was tried for offenses related to revolutionary activities. In a famous speech from the dock, he said this: "I have fought against white domination and I have fought against black domination. I have cherished the ideal of a democratic and free society in which all persons live together in harmony and with equal opportunities. It is an ideal which I hope to live for and to achieve. But if needs be, it is an ideal for which I am prepared to die." Sentenced to life in prison, Mandela was held at Robben Island for 18 years and then at other jails until February 1990, when he was released as apartheid unraveled. In his inaugural address, delivered to an audience that included, at his invitation, those who had jailed him, Mandela alluded to the place of his captivity as he spoke of liberation. "When we look across Table Bay, the horizon is dominated by Robben Island, whose infamy as a dungeon built to stifle the spirit of freedom is as old as colonialism in South Africa. For three centuries, that island was seen as a place to which outcasts can be banished. The names of those who were incarcerated on Robben Island is a roll call of resistance fighters and Democrats spanning over three centuries. If indeed this is a Cape of Good Hope, that hope owes much to the spirit of that legion of fighters and others of their caliber."
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
In a conversation with President Bill Clinton in 1998, Mandela talked about the philosophy and the practice of forgiveness. The American president asked, "I know you did a great thing in inviting your jailers to your inauguration, but didn't you really hate those who imprisoned you?" Mandela replied, "Of course I did, for many years. They took the best years of my life. They abused me physically and mentally. I didn't get to see my children grow up. I hated them. Then one day, when I was working in the quarry, I realized that they had already taken everything from me except my mind and my heart. Those they could not take without my permission. I decided not to give them away." In 1964, Mandela articulated an enduring truth about race and power. "Above all," he said then, "we want equal political rights, because without them our disabilities will be permanent. I know this sounds revolutionary to the whites in this country, because the majority of voters will be Africans. This makes the white man fear democracy. To fear democracy, though, is to fear each other. And that, as Mandela knew, is fatal. A lesson worth remembering today and always. Thank you for listening to Reflections of History, a creation of Shining City Audio, a C-13 Originals and John Meacham studio. Reflections of History is executive produced by me, John Meacham, and Chris Corcoran, Chief Content Officer and Founding Partner of Cadence 13. Production and editing led by Lloyd Lockridge and Chris Basil. Production assistance and operations by Paige Heimson, Andy Jaskowitz, Adam Macias, and Kelly Rafferty. Research assistance by Sarah Jean Caver. Cadence 13 is an Odyssey company.
Do you wake up in a cold sweat from your work dreams?
Have a coworker who keeps inviting you to do escape rooms?
Can't get a coworker to agree to do escape rooms?
Or are you just genuinely not sure how to take the next step in your career?
I'm Kate.
And I'm Kim. And together we run Amy Poehler's company, Paper Kite Productions.
We've been friends and colleagues for years, so we know how important it is to feel like someone has your back at work.
And we want to be that for you.
So we're hosting a weekly advice show where we answer all your work-related questions.
Something amazing happened. I got offered my dream job.
How am I supposed to bring this up to him without hurting his feelings? What should I do?
I want to skip the pleasantries without being an asshole.
Careful, money and friends, they don't mix, babes.
They don't. And don't work with your friends, make your friends at work.
All right, I can't believe I'm going to say this, but that was actually $1 million advice.
Whether you need advice or just love to listen to other people's problems, this show is for you.
Listen and follow Million Dollar Advice, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.